answer this, but if, let's assume that we have a subdivision that's going to be considered and has 100 houses in it, and so all of a sudden this, what we're talking about is in place, and the school district invokes or asks for a moratorium. I'm assuming that they're still going to register children who exist in the status quo system. So if every house that was a retiree that didn't have children sold, and all of a sudden they had four children, the moratorium effect, the end result of the moratorium that's been placed against the development of 100 homes has had little effect on the population boom in the district. There's nothing, it's not like they're saying we're not taking any students, they're just saying because of this potential threat of a subdivision, we enact a moratorium against that subdivision, but clearly are going to let everybody else in that community that's outside of that moratorium bring as many kids to the school district, and the population goes up, and they effectively have not done what the intent of moratorium is, to stop the growth. Is that not correct?
Representative Parkinson, Representative Friedheim. I understand that the scenario you're outlining, you can, all we can do is give you a way to stop the building, not
but again,
the stopping of moving the children into the district.
The spirit of stopping the building is for the purpose of not letting more children enter into the school district. But in, on the other side of that, the rest of the community is still part of the school district, which can dump kids in that thing until they're hanging from the rafters. And that moratorium has no effect on the rest of the community.
Senator Smith?
I think that the purpose of the moratorium isn't really to stop development, but to give the jurisdiction a breathing space. I think in the law they only get 6 months under a moratorium, and then they can extend it for 6 months. So it's to allow them an opportunity, a window, where they can catch up, so that they can provide for the facilities that are necessary for the growth. It doesn't stop growth. It just gives them a second to try to build the infrastructure necessary to sustain the growth.
But, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Replay.
But that case can exist even if another subdivision is never built. If we never build another house in this community of Salem, the potential threat of children in growing in numbers would still be placed upon the burden of the school district, and this moratorium would have no effect on that.
I agree with that completely, and I would envision this happening given the political pressure on local governments who breathe the word moratoria. I would envision this only happening in a critical situation. Whether we're talking about sewer systems or schools is irrelevant. It would not happen unless there were a critical situation in the local city or county that gave them no alternative. It's
okay.
A pretty serious step.
Now, Senator Smith, I think I heard you say the intent of the Senate was not to give school districts the authority to adopt the moratorium.
That's my understanding of our intent, and that was certainly my own personal intent.
Now, as I understand what LC's told us, unless we want to give school districts that authority, we have to take them out of this bill. Sue, is that correct?
The district or the facility?
Pardon me.
My statement was, unless we want to give school districts the authority to adopt the moratorium, we have to take that provision out of the bill.
Representative Parkinson, I think a better way of stating it is, unless you want school districts to be covered or be a factor in moratoria. You don't have to give them the authority. You can give the authority to the local government. But unless there's moratoria authority pertaining to schools, it must be removed from the bill.
I see. Okay. Okay, what is the committee's wish? Does anyone want to make a motion or not make a motion or something? Senator Smith?
Mr. Chair, I would move that the committee adopt in concept, and she'll have to come back with some language, adopt the concept that schools should be included as public facilities when local governments are determining their criteria, whether or not criteria has been met to establish a moratorium. That is the capacity of schools to be taken, excuse me, taken into account.
Have you written that down, Sue?
Do you understand what I'm saying, Sue?
Could you repeat the motion back to the committee, Sue? Then we'll know whether you understood it or not.
You're asking whether schools should be public facilities when local governments consider a moratorium. So what we would be involving is putting schools into the definition of public facilities, and the enforcement mechanism would be the local government, not the school district. So I'd have to make some changes around districts, because some districts do have the authority under existing law, but school districts would not have this authority. You would be giving it to the local government.
Okay.
Is that correct?
That's what I understood. Okay. Okay, is there any other discussion on the motion? If not, Andy, would you call the roll, please?
Hands in the back.
Representative Repine?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Springer?
Aye.
Representative Whitty?
Aye.
Chairman Parkinson?
No. Motion passes. Okay, that's a bit of a surprise. Okay, then that effect of that motion, the amendments you'll get drafted and bring back to us would be that local government would take into consideration schools, and if they found that the schools were not adequate, they could declare a moratorium.
That's what I understand.
Okay, we will. Thank you very much, folks. A couple of folks back there want to testify, and then we'll adjourn or we'll recess. Or whatever.
Hi, Mr. Chair, committee members, I'm Philip Fell from the League of Oregon Cities, and I understand the intent of your motion, and I would like to suggest that you all might, in getting that language drafted, might want to consider another potential problem. If you will look at Section 4 of the bill, which I'm working off to be engrossed on page 3, line 11, it talks about a city-county district adopting a moratorium shall, within 6 days after the effective date, adopt a program to correct the problem creating the moratorium. And then down in sub 2, no moratorium can be effective for longer than 6 months after the date on which the corrective program is adopted. Now, if a city or a county or a district declares a moratorium because of a shortage of classroom space, the potential difficulty is that we cannot establish nor order a corrective program. And if in pursuing the intent of your amendment, you all might want to consider language which would in some way protect us from a suit for failing to fulfill the language here.
Let's leave it here. I think there's work that needs to be done. We've adopted in concept Senator Smith's amendment. It'll be drafted and brought back to us. And I guess you'd say we'd have to prove that before we sent the bill out. And I would suggest that the people that have interest in this bill should be working on the outside and trying to reach some kind of an agreement because time's getting short. Does the committee have anything to add to that? Okay. If not, the motion, I guess, is adjourned, isn't it? Okay, recess until call of the chair. So,
okay.